one of the melachas which is permitted on Yom Tov is the melacha of bishul. So we spoke about last year some of the limitations regards to bishul. You cannot do bishul for an animal. You cannot do bishul for a non-Jew. You cannot do bishul for something which is not shabbat l'chol nefesh. Well, let's talk about some melachas in the melacha of bishul itself. Are there different types of foods which we have different types of heterim? So let's say I could cook it before Yom Tov. So do I have a right to wait till Yom Tov and cook this food on Yom Tov as opposed to cooking it before Yom Tov? So the Shulchan Aruch says I'm allowed to cook it on Yom Tov. I do not need to do it beforehand. I can wait till Yom Tov to cook it without a problem. No difference in any type of food. Comes along the Ramah. The Ramah says no, that this heter that we have of Echol Nefesh is only something which I cannot do before Yom Tov. Something which I can do before Yom Tov, I have to do before Yom Tov, even by the heter of Echol Nefesh. Now, he says most foods, the fact is they taste better and fresher when you do it on Yom Tov. That's called I can't do it beforehand because it's not going to have the same flavor. So even nowadays with the refrigerator, most places give them, so even the refrigerators, or Yashim said, others said, it's not the same flavor as a freshly cooked food or freshly baked challah. It tastes better than a challah out of the freezer. So I'm allowed to bake challah on Yom Tov, allowed to cook some fresh chicken on Yom Tov. But there are certain types of foods which they actually taste better after they sat for a while. And so something like a kompot, which is you take dried fruits and you cook it together, it tastes better after the flavor sort of melts together after a period of time. So that you cannot wait to do that on Yom Tov. You have to do that before Yom Tov. Jello. There's no difference in flavor. You do jello before Yom Tov and you stick it into the fridge. You do it on Yom Tov. It doesn't make so much of a difference. The person gave an example. They would make their own noodles. So noodles, actually, there's no difference if you make them before Yom Tov, make them on Yom Tov. So you have to do that before Yom Tov. So something which a person could do before Yom Tov, they have to do before Yom Tov. Let's say a person did not have a chance, there was an onus which prevented him from doing it before Yom Tov, or he was very busy and he could not get there before Yom Tov, then he could do it on Yom Tov. That's called he didn't have the option. Let's say a person, whatever reason, didn't get to it, he could have gotten to it, he didn't get to it. So the luck is he can do it on Yom Tov, but he has to do it with a shinui. And the person grappled exactly with it to define exactly what the shinui is supposed to be, how you would do that in a different order of how you would be cooking. You change the order of how you put the pot in the fire, etc. So an example of this which is interesting to discuss is cholent. So cholent tastes better after it sits for 24 hours, and I guess the chara theoretically would taste even better after it sits for 48 hours. I don't know, I'm not the big bucky in cholent, right? So the chara, a person is cooking cholent on Yom Tov, why is he cooking cholent? He wants to serve cholent on Yom Tov. I'm sure it's going to come soon, like, you know, we'll have cholent the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, you know, it's happening, you know, we can have cholent during the week four times, why can't we have cholent on Yom Tov four times, right? The chara, you would have to cook, if you want to serve cholent for your Yom Tov meal, the chara, you should really have to cook it before Yom Tov, because it's something which you would do. It tastes as good or better if you do it beforehand. Another example is the person talking about pickling something. Pickling something is not actually a malacha deraisa, but there's an issur derabanan of pickling. It's a form of cooking. So pickling something, the longer it pickles, the better it tastes. So if I wanted to take my cucumbers and put them into a pickling compound solution and make some pickles on Yom Tov, really I have to do that before the Chatzkila. I'd have to do that before Yom Tov. If for whatever reason I couldn't get to it, so then I could do it on Yom Tov. And if I just didn't get around to it, I could have. I'd have to do it with a shinui. Have a good morning.